You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
You know, Jason, I think it's a mixed bag today.
It is a bit of a mixed bag.
A bit of a hodgepodge.
Indeed, today is quite the melange. And we want to say hello, welcome, and good luck to Connor from Eugene. Connor, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Really happy to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you here. What do you like to get up to when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Well, I do like to go to Forrest's regular Thursday trivia over at Gratitude. I also have a great group that I go bouldering with regularly. Shout out to Elevation and Eugene.
Well, that is good prep for the KLCC Conundrum. Forrest, let's climb this quiz.
Let's climb. So, Connor, we got a miscellaneous quiz for you. Some of the things that you said on your intake form that you were into, and probably as a monkey's paw, we'll give you them in a way that you will not like, but we'll see. So, number one, this Latin-sounding river in central Oregon is a tributary of the Deschutes. It comes from a Sahopton word for a white salmon. It's also a brand of climbing equipment.
Could that be... Oh, the only brand I can think of is like Metolius.
That's there you go.
Yeah, kind of Latin sounding.
Well okay. Done.
Next, the Guinness World Record for longest running video game series is this title, which has had many variants since its introduction in 1971.
Could that be Pac-Man?
No. Oh,
so this game has survived dysentery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, it is. Good.
And we don't know for sure, but it was first introduced at a school in Minnesota, and it was the school that Prince went to, so Prince might have been one of the first people to play that game.
Wow.
That's fun. That's a fun fact.
I can't stop them, even if I wanted to.
I know.
Next, in 2015, this Eugene Stadium burned down. It was built during the FDR administration as a WPA project. And shared its palindromic name with a car model.
Oh, geez. God, I wish I'd lived in Eugene much longer than I have.
You know, knowing about this as a Eugene resident would be your blank duty.
Civic.
Civic, yes. Civic Stadium. Very good.
And then we've got Vortex One was a music festival planned by the governor of Oregon in 1970 to lure anti-war protesters away from Portland during what president's planned visit?
I believe that was Nixon.
Oh, was good. Nixon. Yes.
And he didn't even show up. They had Spiro Agnew come. And next, Richard Iowati, Catherine Parkinson, and Chris O'Dowd are the three main stars of a British show about the tech department of a fictional company called Rainholm Industries. What's that show called?
Is that the IT crowd?
Yeah.
It is the IT crowd.
That's turning it off and on again.
Yeah, we're yes. Power cycling every day. Just... Certain devices may be designed with haptic feedback technologies, which relay information to the user using which of their senses?
That would be touch.
Sure would. Good. Sure would. Yeah.
And Butte in Springfield was named for an Irish immigrant working as a miller here. The name is also the surname of twin astronaut brothers or a machine gun toting gangster in the Prohibition era.
Machine gun toting business.
So there's a musician from Cleveland, I think, who's takes his name from the gangster.
Oh yeah, there you go.
The person I can think of is like Babyface.
No, not whatever. Babyface Nelson, but you're in the right zone.
That guy.
What about the astronaut brothers? One of them's a senator from Arizona.
This is the name of the blue book that shows you car valuations.
That's true.
Oh, well, there you go. Kelly?
Yes! Yes, very good.
With enough hints, I can definitely get there.
Well, Connor, hints or not, you did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag. And you know what? You can mix things in that bag.
Sure can.
Yes.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.